This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban violently dispersed scattered protests for a second day Thursday amid warnings that Afghanistan's already weakened economy could crumble without massive international aid that sustained the toppled Western-backed government. Witnesses at a protest in Assadabad said that more people were killed there, though it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. August 19th is the day that Afghanistan typically celebrates its Independence Day, when it gained independence from British rule in 1919. The Taliban have sought to project moderation and say they want good relations with the international community, but they will face a difficult balancing act in making concessions to the West, satisfying their own hardline followers, and suppressing dissent. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price said he knows there are reports of people blocked from reaching the airport.
My understanding is that things are moving quite efficiently at the airport now. But every report we see of someone unable to reach the airport is of concern.
At the Pentagon, Press Secretary John Kirby said it is not a foregone conclusion that the United States will not be able to evacuate everyone it wants by the month's end.
I don't believe that we're in a position now to say that anything is a foregone conclusion with respect to who we are able to get out and at what numbers?
There is no accurate figure of the number of people, Americans, Afghans, or others, who are in need of evacuation, as the process is almost entirely self-selecting. This is VOA News. A man who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the U.S. Capitol surrendered to law enforcement. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
It all started when college student Kelsey Campbell was approached by Floyd Ray Roseberry near the Library of Congress.
He had like money in his hand, like a bunch of like the dollar bills that he threw. He said, "Hey, call the police and tell them to evacuate the street, and I'll give you all of this money."
Roseberry was in a pickup truck. During a bizarre live streaming on Facebook, he threatened explosions, was hostile toward President Biden, and warned of a revolution. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger was asked about Roseberry's emotional state and a possible motive.
I believe his mother recently passed away, and we spoke with members of his family, and there were other issues that he was dealing with.
Manger says so far it appears Roseberry was not acting with anyone else. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Australian authorities began doling out emergency COVID-19 vaccine supplies Thursday in the Sydney suburbs worst hit by an outbreak of the fast-moving Delta strain. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the ramp-up in shots in Australia's largest city was providing some hope as it battles its worst outbreak since the pandemic began.
And we also know what best practice in other communities looks like, and high vaccination rates are absolutely critical to having communities stay out of hospital, to having people stay alive and well, but also live life more freely.
Officials across the country reported a daily combined total of 754 cases on Thursday. New South Wales accounted for the bulk of the cases, with 681 infections. The state also recorded one new death.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Amid a surge in coronavirus cases and as hospitals near capacity, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Thursday that her state is expanding its COVID-19 vaccine requirement to include all teachers, educators, support staff, and volunteers in K-12 schools.
I've directed the Oregon Health Authority to issue a rule requiring all teachers, educators, support staff, and volunteers and K-12 schools to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
For weeks, Oregon health officials have warned that COVID-19 cases fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant would fill hospitals by September if infection rates did not slow significantly. Now, a little more than halfway through the month of August, 94% of the state's hospital beds for adults and 93% of ICU beds are full. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.